Hear me clearly? Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of that discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure, if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring in members as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters: Q if you wish to ask a question, or C for a comment, P if you wish to propose, S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via chat facility so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Okay, folks, you're all very welcome to this committee meeting tonight. I'd just like to welcome Councillor Bowsey and Councillor King, who have joined this committee. So you're both very welcome, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your term here. We move on to, have we any apologies? Nope. No apologies. Item 2, declarations of conflict of interest. Nope. Okay, we move on to item 3, which is the action sheet. I'll just take a page by page. So, page 1, page 2, page 3, and page 4. Any matters arising? Don't see anyone coming in there. So we move on to item 4, which is an update on social enterprise partnership offer of planting. Oh, sorry. Could I get a proposer and a seconder for the action sheet? Proposed by Councillor Murphy. If you could just put it in the chat.
I second, Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Curran. If we could just put our letters into the chat, it's just easier to keep track of. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Item 4 is an update on the social enterprise partnership offer for planting of trees on council land. And Kevin, are you taking this?
Yes, Chair. So the purpose of the report is to provide the committee with an update on a recommendation to establish a partnership with a not-for-profit organisation who would link the council with individuals who wish to have a tree or trees planted on council designated land. When we looked at this, Chair, upon review of the existing policy and procedures within the council, officers are now of the view that the creation of a partnership would be a duplication of the existing policy and procedures and is therefore no longer required. Chair, along with the report, to provide a copy of the policy I'm referring to for planting trees on council property, and its associated guidelines are provided as Appendix 2 and 3 with the report. Through this, members of the public and other organisations can make a direct application to the council to plant a tree or trees on council property, and we are receiving those applications. Applications are approved after agreement on the type of tree that's going to be placed on the site and the site that it's going to be placed on. The council procures the agreed tree or trees, and the cost of the procurement is borne by the applicant. However, long-term maintenance of the tree is looked after through the council's resources. The application, as I said, Chair, has been used successfully since the adoption of the policy. Chair, councillors are being asked to note the content of the report and accept the officer's recommendation that the existing policy and procedures for addressing requests to plant trees on council property are adequate without the need to form a partnership with a not-for-profit organisation, which was the recommendation approved by the council back in November 2021.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. We have a comment in there from Councillor McMurray.
No, Chair, I mean, just to say it's been proposed in second, and that's grand. It's saying, when we work with council officers, it's never seemed an issue getting trees planted on council ground, and council officers have always been more than helpful in accommodating and such like. And again, any non-for-profit organisation seems more than willing to plant trees. So again, I mean, I think the recommendations are sound as far as I can tell. But just to pass the comment on to the Chair, just to say that the officers are more than obliging when it comes to planting trees. So, yeah, thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Councillor McMurray. I think that P and S is actually for the action sheet, so I will need a proposer and a seconder for item four if no one else has any issues. Okay, proposed by Councillor McMurray, and I'm happy to second that myself. Thank you. Okay, we will move on to item five, which is the proposed mobile phone installation at Dunpatrick HRC site. And Sinead, this is you.
Thank you, Chair. This paper is for decision, and it's to update the committee on a proposal to install mobile phone infrastructure at Dunpatrick Household Recycle Centre, and that's to replace a nearby site and to provide continuation in the immediate area for both O2 and Vodafone. The Digital Economy Act 2017 permits operators to construct infrastructure on public land. Committee will note that a survey of the area on behalf of the Mobile Infrastructure Services Company Cornerstone has been completed, and an Appendix 1 drawings of a proposal for the infrastructure is presented. Cornerstone have requested the proposals to be reviewed and agreed for them to progress with the proposal to install the mobile phone infrastructure at this location. This would enable Cornerstone to progress with the plan permission and work with the Council's legal department to develop and agree an access agreement to use the land for the installation of the mobile phone infrastructure. And that would be subject to your approval through the SBNR committee. Members are asked to note the contents of the report and agree to Cornerstone progressing with their proposal to install mobile phone infrastructure at Dunpatrick HRC site to replace a nearby site, and that's to provide continuation of service in the immediate area for both O2 and Vodafone, and subject to them obtaining all necessary statutory consents, and that the matter of any lease, waylever or other legal agreement be properly referred to the Strategy, Policy and Resources Committee. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Sinead. Have we any comments or questions on item five? Councillor McEvitt.
Thanks, Councillor McGuinness. I just wanted to know, has other sites not been exhausted, or other phone masts that they could add to it rather than installation of a new one on the site? Has that all been investigated by the two mobile phone companies? Is there not another one nearby? Is this going to be a bigger one than they're looking to replace from a nearby site? All of that I haven't seen, but I would like to be able to get answers to that before we move forward with consideration for this to go on to council land.
Do you want to come back on that, Sinead?
Yes, Councillor McEvitt, in Appendix 1 in the drawings on the first page where the site location is indicated, you'll see the existing mast has been highlighted on the drawing there. From the information that's been provided to me, this existing mast is quite an old mast and requires replacement to be brought in line with the current provisions for the masts in line with the current regulations. Thank you.
Thank you, Sinead.
sorry, is there more antenna going onto it then, Sinead, or is it bigger antenna? And what's doesn't sort of state that.
Yeah, so the drawings indicate the site. Not sure which page that is on. I think on the third and fourth page of the drawings, and the size of the mast is indicated. So I have been informed that it is due to the changes and the upgrading of this existing mast that it is bigger than the existing one. And you get an idea of the elevation of it from that drawing, proposed southwest elevation.
Thank you, Sinead. I don't see any other comments coming in on that. Could I possibly get a proposer and a seconder there for item 5? Proposed by Councillor Curran and seconded by Councillor Murphy. Thank you very much. Okay, folks. Items 6, 7 and 8 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information and the public, may, by resolution, be excluded during these items of business. Could I get a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please? Proposed by Councillor Finnegan and seconded by Councillor Murphy. Thank you. Colette, can you let me know, please? Proposed by Councillor McMurray and seconded by Councillor McEvitt. Thank you. Can you just let me know when the press back in, please? Thank you. Thanks, Colette. Okay, I'll give an update on what was agreed in closed session. So, item 6, the economic appraisal for provision of Christmas illuminations and ad hoc celebratory lighting. On the proposal of Councillor Stokes, seconded by Councillor Tinley, it was agreed to note the content of the report and approve the recommendation from the economic appraisal that option 3 was the preferred option. Option 3 would see the council enter into contract with a provider of Christmas and ad hoc illuminations for a 5-year period. The contract would include both use of the council's own illuminations and, where appropriate and agreed by the council, the hire of illuminations. Item 7 was wood waste processing contract uplift. On the proposal of Councillor McGuinness, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note the content of the report. Item 8, options considered under outlined business case for the implementation of the council's public toilet strategy. On the proposal of Councillor Rouen, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note the content of the report. Thank you. Okay, folks, there's just one more item on the agenda, which is for noting is the historical action sheet. So if I could get a proposer and a seconder for the historical action sheet, please. Okay. Proposed by Councillor Bowsey and seconded by Councillor Rouen. Thank you very much. That's this committee meeting over. I'm sure you've all got your email today that the special sustainability and environment meeting on waste management is next Wednesday, the 1st of February at 6 p.m. So you can all respond to your emails. Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.